Brent Daugherty, Mickey Ryan, and Don Davenport. This is the 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Brent Daugherty, Don Davenport with you until 6 o'clock. Joined now by Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports. Dan, what's up? How are you?
I'm well. How is everyone there?
We are good. Let me start with this. The SpaceX rocket got delayed until Saturday, but I want to ask you, if you could hitch a ride to the space station on that SpaceX rocket with those two dudes, would you do it?
I mean, depends how much work I'd have to put in.
Zero. You just show up. You're just hitching a ride, man.
I don't know.
I'd probably do it.
Probably true. Phil Mickelson wants to make the match an annual event Friday after Thanksgiving, I guess. That thing was so awesome on Sunday with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning involved. Were you like Don was like enthralled and on the edge of her seat for every shot? Were you that way?
I thought it was really good. I thought the first match between Phil and Tiger was really kind of lame. But the $9 million to Mickelson, I just didn't really excite me. The fact that they got $20 million up there for charity. So I didn't really care if one of these guys won before. It's just sort of like a weird event. The alternate shot added great strategy, particularly because alternate shots always fun to watch. But it's really fun when you have two different players, two different level players. So, like, there was, you know, you'd have Manning going up against Mickelson on an approach shot. And so, Peyton played pretty well, but, I mean, still Phil Mickelson. So, I thought that part was really cool, just the strategy. Obviously, Brady being extremely human and not playing very well. I don't know where he got that 8 handicap. But Bill Belichick gave him that thing or something. I don't know. But you 8 handicaps aren't afraid of their driver. So I didn't see that one there. I thought Brady was funny at times. Obviously, he had the big shot against Barkley. Peyton was funny throughout. Mickelson was really funny. Even Tiger lightened up a little. I thought it was really good. I enjoyed that as much as you know, anything other than a major championship, honestly, watching golf. I thought it was terrific.
I loved, Dan, the banter and the smack talk, but I really loved even the in-depth, like, watch Phil kind of talk you through his golf shot and teach, and Tiger, you know, tell Peyton how to read this putt or that putt, or this is where he needs to hit it. That was kind of my favorite part of it. So if there is a 3, I feel like you need the Phil and the Tiger giving instruction to whoever is in match 3.
Yeah. I thought they were both more relaxed this time than the first one, because as much as they were like, hey, let's make this fun, and as much as they have a gazillion dollars, when it's just two guys out on the course and there's $9 million at stake, you start getting really intense. And Tiger has a way of just really, in that first one, he was just so into his own head, he barely spoke in the back 9, and they all forgot to make prop bets, and they were just focused on trying to win. This, I think they wanted to win, but they didn't care enough that they couldn't make some chatter and then the help. And then, yeah, you know, being Tiger Woods' partner, or Phil Mickelson's partner, is just, I mean, the pressure obviously is just enormous on what you're trying to do. And then, you know, you guys lining up putts and the expertise. And then just seeing the difference between the level of play. I mean, just insane. Just insane how good the pros are compared to what would otherwise be, certainly like Manning's, what you would consider to be a very good amateur golfer, not, you know, competition level, but at your club, if you got a 6 handicap, you're pretty good. And so to just see the difference of where they were just just a total different level was pretty awesome. Again, I thought it was terrific. I thought I might get a little bored, but and then wanting to see if they come back, you know, Tiger and Tom came back. So terrific event. I hope they do it every year. There's plenty of charities out there and plenty of money to be raised. So let's do it.
Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports with us at Dan Wetzel on Twitter. He and Jay Busby wrote a piece on Yahoo Sports, kind of talking through what some potential teammates might look like moving forward. What would be your favorite foursome, assuming they do it again, Dan?
Obama versus Trump. That was matching the TV ratings. We could get Obama versus Trump on the course. I don't know who pairs with who. That would be, I believe that would be Super Bowl level ratings. You'd have to, all putts have got to go in and stuff. A lot of rumors about certain golf games out there. I'll just leave it at that. But, I want to see Obama Trump. Chances of that happening, of course, zero. So we won't take that. I think our second was Michael Jordan versus Isaiah Thomas. Just listening to these two petty individuals scream at each other for 18 holes about whether Lambeer fouled them in the 87 Eastern Conference Finals or something, or whatever it was, and whether I got left off the Dream Team because of you. I think that kind of spite would be tremendous also. Michael Jordan pretty much against any of his 500 enemies would be pretty strong.
Y'all, you're going like the hatred, the kind of enemies side of it. I want more like entertainment kind of thing. And you mentioned in your article, Edo, Coach O, yes, please, against anybody, right? That would be the best.
Coach O against anybody would be strong. We can mic him up, make him breakfast. I want to hear it. So I'd be fine with Coach O. Barkley against anybody. Barkley and Jordan, I think, would be pretty strong. There'd be a little bit of bitterness there, but a lot of entertainment, too. I think Jordan playing golf would be great.
You also mentioned Kim Jong-un. His dad famously went with a 38 under on a par 34, right, with five holes in one. I mean, that guy's got to be pretty good.
It was a par 72. He shot a 34. Which was 38 under with five holes in one. This is according to the very reliable North Korean state media.
Maybe you get Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman. I mean, if you're looking for like guys that don't hate each other, Don, that could be a possibility.
That's true.
To be the dictator. I thought that was kind of like a little sibling. You know, people were talking Eli and Peyton Manning against each other. I think that would be good. But if, like, getting to take over an entire country was, I mean, that's some real stakes there. And the way that works in North Korea, I think you could assassinate the other person if you take over. So there'd be a lot of, I mean, you want some sibling rivalry, some details coming out. I think that would be, I think Kim Jong and his sister would be a tremendous match. And obviously there's golf talent in the family.
Oh, man. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports, always brings it. Hey, Dan, always good to check in with you, man. Appreciate it. And we'll tweet out a link to the story for people.
Appreciate it. Take care, guys.
All right. At Dan Wetzel. Sometimes in these deals, you get lost in talking over people and you get left out. But that is one of the things that he wrote about was Kim Jong-un against his sister. And the winner gets to become dictator. I'm not even sure that Kim Jong-un is still with us. I mean, I don't know. It's probably a path don't need to go down.
I was going to say, all I know is I'm not going down that path. That's what I do know.
Yeah, 615.
Let's talk Major League Baseball.
615-737-1045 at 3HL1045. NBA trying to get its stuff together. It looks like they're going to have a conference call. There's some news out now that they've directed players that are not in the United States to come back. We'll kind of walk through that. Damian Lillard, for one, says he's not playing unless his team has a legit chance to go in the playoffs. I would think a lot of the bottom half NBA stars would do that. So you're good with it. We'll talk about that next. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.